I'm Mike and I'm an addict.
Hi, Mike.
I just spoke with my sponsor. If anybody in here is new, doesn't know, what this is all about for me is I came into these rooms and I availed myself a sponsor. And basically what that is another addict who was going to show me precisely how they've recovered. And that was taking the 12 steps. So I'm a little bit nervous. I've got this big microphone stuck in my face here. he was going to show me precisely how he recovered. And I was chatting to him just before we come into the meeting. And basically, to sum up the conversation, what he said to me was, well, who'd have thought it, Mike? The smart money wouldn't have been on you. You know, he was talking about when I first come to the meetings. Today, I celebrate 10 years of being clean and sober. You know, that's a miraculous thing for me. You know, I didn't think I was going to do 10 days. I really didn't think I was going to make 10 days. And he said, the smart money wouldn't have been on you. I'd spent 10 years previous to coming in and getting a sponsor. I spent 10 years previous running around all these different places. My life had become such a mess. My head had become such a mess. I just couldn't see any way out of the situation I was in. I just kept returning and returning and returning to drugs, constantly returning to them. You know, it had long since been fun. I had the odd occasions, but it had long since been fun. You know, it was destroying my life. I ruined my life with my family. You know, my daughter, I was just tearing these people's lives up, and I wanted to stop. You know, and I tried a lot of things. I was going in and out of different places. I'd get detoxes and what have you. And the conviction was coming across inside me of, I never want to do this again. I just want a normal life. I just don't want to do this anymore. And something would happen. You know, I'd come out of a detox or whatever, and something would happen in my head where I'd trick myself. You know, time and time and time again this happened. For 10 years, I'd trick myself into just one. Or what's the use? I'm struggling. You know, life just seems so unbearable. You know, life was unbearable when I was using, but it seemed to get worse when I cleaned up. You know, the thoughts that were going on in my head. That's the tooting from my 10-year birthday. They got the time a little bit wrong. I said, if you can do it sort of about 25 past, not during the meeting. But life was getting so unbearable. You know, I really did want to stop. I really wanted to stop. And I kept going to these places, and it's happened again. It's happened again. I'm using again. You know, with all the intentions of having this one, I went to the pub one night. You know, I've been in this place, and I've got to stay off of everything for 5 days. That's all I've got to do, and I'm allowed into this self-help group. And you know, 5 days, it can't be that difficult. I've managed before, all right, I know I'm climbing the walls and that, but once I get in there, I'll get in there and I've got all this help surrounding me, I'll be okay. But it was my sister's birthday, and, you know, I went up to the pub to celebrate with her, and everything was going fine. I'm drinking Coke, you know, I'm going all night like that. But when it got to 10 to 11, last orders. So the kind of thinking that kicked in, all night I'm doing fine, but the kind of thinking that kicked in with me was, well, I can have one. I can have one because it's last orders, and then I can't get any more. I'll just have one. We're going back to my sister's. Everything would be cool. You know, they ain't going to know it, the self-help. I won't tell them. Anyway, I had this one drink, but something happened with me. You know, I lost a year of my life. You know, I woke up, I think it was a week or 2 weeks later, something like that, full-blown DTs going on. I'm back on heroin again. I just couldn't understand what was going on with me. You know, I ended up living in a shed, and this was just from the idea of its last orders, I'll just have one. And I didn't know why I kept doing this. I didn't want to do it anymore. Why was this happening? I just didn't understand it. And all these places that I was going for help, here comes the coach load on you, though. So, thanks, Nick. But, all these places that I was going into, they were basically saying to me, you know, go along to meetings, go and get a sponsor, go and work a 12-step program. If you don't, then the best thing that's going to happen to you, if you're lucky, you're going to end up somewhere like this again, you know, if you're lucky. A lot of people die, Mike. You know, just before we were, you know, starting, I'm saying I'm nervous. This is Jeff's first time in as secretary, and he got a little bit shaky there. Hiya, James. Good to see you, mate. Yeah, he got a little bit shaky there, you know, his first night, a little bit nervous. And he said, remind me again, why am I doing this? So I reminded him why he's doing this. I said, because you don't want to die. You don't want to die. And that's the reality. You know, I know Jeff very well. I know he's got the same illness as me. You know, I didn't know it was an illness at the time. It was just, I keep using. Nothing I do seems to stop it. And these people, you know, good people were saying, go along to the meetings, get yourself a sponsor, work 12 steps. People die of this illness, Mike. Go and do this stuff. So I'd be like, yeah. And I'm desperate. I had those moments where I'm desperate. I'll do anything you tell me to do. But then all of a sudden, well, I'm all right now. You know, I should have learnt my lesson. I'd done one treatment centre. I come out. They've told me all this information. I didn't do what they said. And I'm relapsed and I'm back in there again. You know, and they're telling me the same information when I come out at the other end. I'll do what you say. You know, I know different this time. I've got a bit more information, got a bit more self-knowledge. And I come out and bang, I'm relaxed and I'm back in there again. You know, and 11 treatment centres, you know, they've been in the nut house 7 times. The 8th time I'm knocking on the door, please let me in, I'm desperate. And they actually turned me away. What they said to me was, Mike, you're a hopeless case. You're a hopeless case. There's nothing more that we can do for you. This is the 8th time you're coming here. What do you possibly think we can do for you? Go to meetings, get a sponsor and work the steps. And the same type of thinking kicked in. Every time I've talked to these good people, good professional people, I thought, you just don't understand. You don't understand. There's something wrong. There's something wrong with my thinking. Anyway, jumping ahead a few years, what basically happened is another treatment centre I've done 8 months in another treatment place, and they're saying the same thing again. Go to meetings, Mike. You should have learnt your lesson now. You know, 10 years of this. So I came out and I went to meetings, and this is just my experience. You know, the meetings I turned up at, you know, 10 years ago, I didn't fit. I didn't really identify. There was a lot of Londoners in there, and it was all about, you know, the right trainers. You know, you ain't got the right trainers, so you don't fit. You know, that's no disrespect to Londoners in the room, except for you two down the back. But, this was just my experience. You know, nobody was able to say to me, Mike, this is what you do to recover. It was a gang of mates all together. And if you didn't have the right clothes, if you didn't have the right trainers, you didn't fit in. And I thought, well, what's the point of being here? What is the point? What's the point of these meetings? You know, what's this sponsorship these people have been talking about? What's these steps? Because steps weren't, 10 years ago, in a lot of meetings, steps weren't talked about. It was about mates hanging out together and, you keep each other clean by getting yourself active and keeping yourself busy. And I didn't want to be around these people. I just didn't, you know, they weren't speaking my language in it. So you see all the Londoners get up and walk out and say, but yeah, I mean, you know, say no disrespect, you know, that was just my experience, you know, and just to sort of even that up a little bit, you know, before, 10 years before, I'd been going around my own town in Bournemouth and I was getting much the same thing from my own town, you know. So I just didn't think there was anything on offer in these places for me. Until eventually, you know, again, I say I'd come out of this place, 8 months I'd spent in there and they told me to go to meetings. I popped my head in. And if I'm honest, if I'm truly honest, a big part of me popping my head in the meeting was because I did know a few of them in there. You know, I've been in treatment with some of them. And a big part of it was the ego trip. You know, I'm walking in there and it was a case of like, look at me, I'm still all right. You know, I'm doing okay. And anyway, I decided I didn't want to go back there. I've had enough of this, you know, going along to these bloody places. Well, it's a load of rubbish, you know. I can't understand it. I don't understand what all these 12 steps is about. So so I didn't go back again. And within 3 weeks, I was using again. Yet again, I was using. You know, I'd used about 3 times, I think, in the space of 3 weeks. And I got to the point where I didn't want to go out the ice. I was starving. I was so hungry. I didn't want to go out the ice. I had some money to go and get some food. But I was starting to get this bit of awareness about me of how I trick myself. If I go up the shop to go and get some food, I know what's going to happen. I'll walk in there with all the intentions of buying some food. The moment I get into that supermarket, something's going to go on in my head that's going to tell me, buy a bottle of vodka. And I'll believe it. I know it. From my own experience, years of experience, this happens time and time again. So I wouldn't go out the ice. Anyway, it turned out that this guy turned up, been in the treatment with me, and I knew he was like me. I knew, you know, the time I'd spent talking to the guy, I knew he was like me. But he sat in front of me, and we got a basic text there, you know, and it talks about, you know, this guy who comes and chats, and it's the same guy, but there was something in his eyes, something that changed with this man, you know. It was this guy, Ebby, sponsoring one of our co-founders. And that was the experience I had. You know, this guy sat in front of me, and he was a completely different person. You know, he'd been talking absolute nonsense for the 8 months I'd known him in treatment. And he sat in front of me, and he was holding a sensible conversation, something... Clearly, his whole deportment screamed that he had a solution. Something had fundamentally happened with this guy. You know, you could see it in his eyes, and you could see it in everything that he was saying. And I asked him, I said, well, what are you doing? And he came out with the old chestnut I've been listening to for years. You know, Mike, I've gone to the meetings. I've got a sponsor. I've started working the steps. You know, he was only on step four, he was telling me, you know. But this change had happened in him. You know, and I heard one of my sponsees share the other night, you know, I don't know how this works, but it works. I hate that. I hate that said. I don't know how it works. All I know is it works. This group's called How It Works. You know, anybody who doesn't know how it works... There's a book here, and there's a whole chapter. It's been read out at the beginning of the meeting. There's a whole chapter in there called How It Works. It runs through. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Those who don't recover are people who will not, cannot or will not, completely give themselves to this simple program. It's 12 steps. 12 steps. That's what I did. I got into a meeting, and finally I said to this guy, will you sponsor me? And he said to me, are you prepared to go to any lengths? And what my head said was, depends what you ask me to do, but I'm like nodding and saying yes to the guy, you know. And he started me straight off on the steps. As soon as I said yes, he started me on the steps. He gave me some suggestions to do, and I was taking actions. I was doing something that was going to bring about a fundamental change. I mean, anybody, grab a hold of that book. There's a lot of information in there. You know, it'll protect you from people like me. It'll protect me from people like you, you know. Get hold of that book. Get yourself a sponsor. Make sure your sponsor has given you guidance and advice that's written in that book. You know, there's a lot of people out there that couldn't basically sponsor a lemon. Make sure the information that they're giving you comes from that book. You know, it says in there about, you know, the emotions, the attitudes, with the driving force behind me, there was a fundamental change. There was a shift. You know, they talk about a psychic change. And that's how it worked for me. You know, I was told, if you take these actions, you don't have to understand it. Just follow my instructions, whether you think it makes sense or not, whether you believe in it or not. Just take these actions and you will change despite yourself. Despite what you think, you will change. And it will bring about the psychic change required to bring about that, to remove, I don't know if, you know, anybody identifies this, that two voices in the head, that one little voice that kicks off with, well, one joint, just one joint would be all right. And the other side going, Mike, you know what happens, you know what happens. And that voice is trying to talk me out of it, but this little voice gets louder and louder and louder, and it pushes all the same reasons. I can at certain times pull into my mind with sufficient force the horror and the suffering of even a week ago. You know, there was one time I came out of, it was a horrendous detox I did, you know. I'm sure we've all been through it, you know, the Valium convulsions and all that. Like, I've done that detox. It was the worst detox I've ever done, and I've come out of this place saying, I'm never, ever, ever doing that again. Never doing that again. That was really bad. I felt like I was going to die. And I've got on the bus. I've got on the bus from this place. I've gone into the centre of town, got on the bus from the centre of town to go back over to my place. And I'm thinking, things are going to be different. Things are going to be different. I'm going to be a good father to my daughter. You know, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to do it again. I'm glad that's all over with. I feel better now. I'm going to get a job. All these thoughts were going through my mind until I was just drawn up towards my bus stop. And then the thought just clicked into my head of, well, rather than just get off the bus here, why don't I get off at the next stop, go see my dealer and let him know that I won't be coming round to see him anymore. You know, now this made perfect sense to me at the time. It really made sense. And that's the kind of thinking that dominates me, you know. I'll just pop in and let him know that, you know, I won't be doing it anymore. That's it for me. You know, me and drugs are done. And I'm walking out of his house, looking in my hand at this bag, thinking, how did that happen? How did that happen? Now, any sensible person would have been putting that down the drain. But the next thought in my head is, well, it's been a few weeks, you know, I'll just do a fiver's worth of it. If I just chase it, you know, I'll just do a fiver's worth. That, you know, just as a little treat, because I did have a bit of a rough time. And that's the only thought I had about this rough time I had. You know, 10 minutes ago I thought I was dying. You know, I'll never do that again. I was dying. You know, now it's, I was having a little bit of a rough time. I'll just do this fiver worth. You know, another few years went by out of my life. But that's the type of thinking that dominates me. I can't control it. No matter how much I want to wish it away, no matter how much I'm suffering I bring to myself, my family, whoever, I'm going to repeat that cycle time and time and time again. My history showed me that. Anyway, I got this guy, and he started talking to me about stuff in this book, and there's a doctor's opinion right at the beginning of it. He said, have a read of that. And all this time that I've had this thinking of, what's the matter with me? Something's wrong with me. I'm not wired up right. You know, I lie to myself and believe my lies. What's going on? And the doctor's opinion summed it up brilliant for me. I mean, they talk about it centres in the addict's mind. That's the problem. It centres in my mind. And what happens with me is, sooner or later, once I do a detox, the only thing that separates me from another use-up is a matter of time, unless that psychic change can be brought about. Now, I'm not saying that we hold a monopoly on that. I mean, I don't know. I've tried a lot of things. Nothing ever worked for me. But what I was told is, if you take these 12 steps, what will happen is your thinking will change despite yourself, and you will develop a conscious contact with a higher power. And my head was this, what a load of nonsense. Higher power, I don't believe in God. I mean, I was asked to pray, and I said, what do I pray to? And the guy said, I don't care. Pray to the back of your eyelids for all I care. Put the actions in and you'll get the results. It's been sort of similar like that through some of the steps, you know. I couldn't see the sense in it. What good is that going to do me? I wanted to know the answers first. I was told, put the actions in and the change will come about. Luckily for me, miraculous for me, I've been able to do that. You know, I've been able to put this first. I was told, put this at the centre of your life and everything else in your life will fall into place. You know, I've had wonderful, wonderful things happen to me in recovery. You know, too many to list, really. I mean, I've been told to make a gratitude list, you know. And the most grateful thing I can think of is that obsession has been removed from me. You know, that little niggling voice that says it's all right to have this or it's all right to have what, just a shandy, you know, a nice warm day, that's been removed. You know, I didn't think that would ever happen. I didn't think anything would ever remove that voice that starts lying to me. That's been removed. You know, it hasn't been back, say, 10 years now. You know, this has got depth and weight. It really has got depth and weight. And I don't say that in the lines of, hey, look at me, 10 years. I'm saying that in the lines of, this has got depth and weight. Anybody can have that. This. I'm not special and different. All I've done is I've put this first. I've followed the guidance of a sponsor. I've followed the guidance. That's a bit early, isn't it? We got some cards there, you know, the secretary hands some cards to speak up, etc., etc. He's got a little made-up one here. You have 2 minutes left. I stole the original one. I thought, okay, I'll get him. He ain't going to shut me up during my share. So he made one up. Caught me out. But, yeah, right, I've got 2 minutes. Really, it really is. I can't make it any more simple than Big Book Sponsor Steps. If you can follow the guidance of a sponsor, if you can just put your ideas, no matter what you think, no matter what you've learned, no matter where you've been and what help you've got, and they've taught me this and they've taught me that, if you can just put all that just to one side and just follow somebody else's lead, use our experience, take the 12 steps, and I promise you, I guarantee you 100% that the obsession will be removed. You know, it's coupled with a physical allergy. You know, I missed that bit out. The doctor talks about once I have that first one, a craving develops where I have to have another and another and another. Jesus, that's me. You know, I have to have another, and I thought I was just greedy. You know, I've got this illness where the obsession will take over until I use. It drives me that mad that I will use. Life becomes so uncomfortable, I will use. And as soon as I use again and again and again. It's anybody's guess where I'm going to stop. If you take these 12 steps, I guarantee you 100% the obsession will be removed. But not only will the obsession be removed, but life will start opening up. It will take on a new meaning. I mean, I'm living in a world that I didn't even know existed. You know, it was all doom, gloom, misery. You know, I talked about the attitudes, the emotions and the attitudes. I had a negative attitude about everything. Why is he saying that? He's just getting at me. Why are they doing that? Why ain't this going my way? Why don't they behave like this? Why don't this happen? Why? It's all the why. You know, what I've got today is life just happens and it gets increasingly more wonderful as time passes. You know, this is stuff I was getting told from experienced members. This will happen with you, Mike. All the stuff that they was telling me, I was sitting there and I was thinking, yeah, that won't happen. Yeah, that won't happen. That won't happen. There's absolutely nothing that my sponsor has told me that hasn't been correct, that hasn't come true. It just flicked through my mind. He did lie to me once. He told me if I went running around Barrator, I'd be all right. But I forgive him for that one. He said, you can let me off of one. But anyone who wants to know that story, see me after. I'll give you more details on that. But the important thing is if there's any message to get across tonight, that he ain't got a please shut up. So the important message, if anything's got lost in amongst that, or you haven't been able to concentrate like me, I wasn't able to concentrate for 2 seconds on what people were saying. If anybody wants to know what to do, it is get a sponsor, work these 12 steps, and it's as simple as that. The change will come about. And I'll leave it there. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.